This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it was a busy, rainy morning in Springfield today, and the Capitol building was packed with blue corduroy jackets. FFA members from across the state helped assemble commodity baskets and deliver them to legislators. I caught up with several FFA members while I was at the Capitol, and this afternoon we'll start off by hearing from Kaylee Roots of the Highland FFA.
My name is Kaylee Roots, and I'm from Highland. My parents are Brian and Chris Roots and Kelly and Dwayne Abbey, and I am the Highland Vice President.
Well, it's great to see you here in Springfield. As I've learned, this is your first time helping fill the commodity baskets, so what do you think so far?
It's pretty cool to see that we get to show all the congressmen how what we do in ag and how they can support us and how their funds help us a lot in agriculture.
What do you think about getting to talk to the legislators one-on-one? Is that something you've ever done, or is that kind of nerve-wracking and exciting for you?
I've never gotten to do it, so I think it's pretty cool that we get to do it as high schoolers and that it's just a big step up.
Yeah, I think it's a great learning experience for you, so it's great to have you here. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the Highland chapter and events that you have going on. I know you recently just had kind of a chapter member work auction. Fill us in on how that went. I think it was pretty exciting to hear about.
Our auction went over really good this year. We made about $13,000 in funds, and so that'll help us a lot through the year with our fundraising for banquet and all our CDs that we go to in conventions.
Were you one of the members to be auctioned off, or can you tell us about someone who was and the work that they'll be doing?
Yeah, I was auctioned off. My grandpa bought me, and so I'll help him, like, mow grass or help him in the garden or something like that, but otherwise that's about it.
And I think they bid on a per-hour basis, right?
Yes, they bid per hour. You go for 4 hours, so mine went for $55 an hour.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good bid, I think, thanks to your grandpa. Also, your chapter has had some good luck with SAEs and record books this year. I think a lot of people advanced to districts and even farther.
Yes, we had 7 people go to districts, and I was one of them. And then we had our chapter president, Alicia Kloss, went to state with her record book.
Well, that's awesome. Tell us a little bit more about your record books, Kaylee. You have several, as you told me. So what all are you involved with?
I have a specialty crop production where I grow mums, and then I have a forage production where I grow straw and hay, and then I have a beef production where I have 2 steers that I will show this year.
So you are a very busy young lady.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And then finally, an event coming up for the chapter, as a lot of chapters are planning in the spring, you have a banquet.
Yes, our banquet is April 20th, and this year it's a really big deal, and we always invite Charlie Meyer and John Shimkus and Kyle McCarter, so it'll be exciting, and it's our 85th anniversary, so.
Well, that sounds great, and I'm sure you're working very hard to put that all together.
Yes, our officers are working hard, and it's coming up faster than we think.
Kaylee Roots, Highland FFA member, and we'll be visiting with members from the Carlinville FFA chapter right after these messages. Today is Ag Legislative Day in Springfield, and we've ran into some local FFA members. We're going to be talking with members from the Carlinville FFA chapter, and to start off with, we're going to hear from Adam Emery. Adam, go ahead and remind us a little bit about yourself, what grade you're in, and what your role is with the chapter.
I'm currently a junior. I'm 17, and I am currently chapter reporter of the Carlinville chapter. And we've been pretty busy. We've been restoring some antique agriculture equipment, like wagons and plows. And then also, we're getting ready to plant the FFA plot there at the high school. And a big thanks to Justin Benny for donating the soybeans seed for that. And we'll be planting that pretty shortly.
Sounds great. Talk to us a little bit more about the restorations that you've been working on. I know this is something that Carlinville has done for a while, and you basically take something that's old and rusty and make it brand new, and I think that works as a fundraiser for the chapter, too.
Yes, it does. Since probably early last year, we've been taking antique agriculture equipment and making it mechanically sound and then repainting it and then either selling it for the chapter or getting paid to restore it by a community member.
All right, and those come from, do you buy them at auctions, people donate them?
Anywhere and everywhere.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about the plot. How big is the plot, and what are you expecting to see with the crops this year? Are you excited?
Well, it's about 8 acres, and we were pretty pleasantly surprised last year because we got about 209 bushels an acre for corn. So hopefully we do just as good this year.
Well, sounds great. Nice report from you, Adam. And now we're going to talk with a second FFA member. We have Allie Jenkins. Allie, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the chapter.
All right. I am currently a junior in Carmel High School. I'm 17 years old, and I'm the sentinel of our chapter.
Well, nice to see you here in Springfield today, Allie. We've got a few things to talk about with you, starting with you've got a petting zoo coming up.
Yes, we do. The petting zoo is just a bunch of our chapter members come together with their animals and then come around to the school. And then we have the little kids come up and just pet the animals.
It's a pretty fun day, isn't it?
Pretty much. I love how seeing the high schoolers even come down and interact with the animals, even with the little kids.
Do you ever have either younger or kids in high school come through that say, I've never been this close to one of these animals before?
A lot of the little kids, especially, a couple high schoolers have, like, never been close to snakes or anything, and now they're really, like, I love snakes now.
Introducing them to new things. Well, we've also got the FFA banquet coming up and some elections for the chapter.
Yes, actually the banquet is April 27th, and we have a couple of our actual officers running for new offices. For example, I'm running for president and vice president, and then Adam is running for president.
Any goals that you have in mind if you are elected to one of those offices?
Just pretty much get more girls involved into our FFA, because right now I've been really the one that's trying to get the girls going and all that, and so I just want more girls involved.
Right. Well, there's a place for women and girls in agriculture definitely today.
There is.
Awesome. Well, and the final thing we wanted to mention, you've had one member that was really successful with his record book that we wanted to give credit to.
Yes, Jay Rosentrader made it to district for his CDE, and his record book, sorry. And it's just really cool how to see a small town guy and make it in district.
And once again, that was Adam Emery and Allie Jenkins of the Carlinville FFA chapter. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.